News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Good to have you back with us here. You are listening to Viewpoints. I'm Todd Vanderhaden. This big medical story, this big health story that was all over the headlines this week, the World Health Organization, WHO, top health agency on the planet, really, sending out this warning about processed meat, saying that things like hot dogs, sausages, bacon are cancer-causing, and that red meat itself is probably cancer-causing. Now, this story blew me away. Long-time listeners will know that, yes, I am a vegetarian, and I made a decision to stop eating all meat when I was a teenager. But to hear this, you know, thinking about the food industry, all the products out there that contain processed meat, my friends, my family, myself growing up eating this kind of stuff, I found it to be pretty shocking and alarming. There was a big pushback, of course, on social media, though, and by the meat industry itself, not surprisingly, saying this was all a bunch of junk and these folks at the World Health Organization were fear-mongering and they were quacks and what are they talking about, and this sort of war on meat needs to stop. And anyway, it got me thinking, because you know this is pretty serious stuff, right? Like serious downer when you're talking about the food that we eat: beef, pork, lamb, hot dogs, sausages, bacon, carcinogenic. Even if the risks are smallish compared to, let's say, cigarettes, and you know, the cigarettes are, you know, 20 times worse, so we get that. And it all depends on how much processed meat you eat, of course, the quantities. But gosh, when you think about this, you hear about this, you think, what is going on? And what does it mean for my life? What's the takeaway message here? And what am I supposed to do with this information? I want to go to my guest standing by on the line in the city of Toronto today. Dr. Pamela is joining me here on the line. She is not only a registered nutritionist, she is a dietitian, she is also a weight loss expert. Dr. Pamela Ferguson is with me right now. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Hi, Todd.
Hi. You know, you sent me some information prior to this interview that I was doing some research on earlier this week, and I was going to your website as well, which is PamelaFerguson.com with two S's in the Ferguson, just for folks out there who want to get some more information, PamelaFerguson.com. So, okay, big picture. Let's start there, and then we're going to get into the details. What are people supposed to take away from this, Pamela?
Well, Todd, I think you've already done a good job of summarizing some of the takeaways. You are exactly right that WHO is letting us know that processed meat is definitely a cause of some cancer. And you're right that although it is not as big a risk factor as smoking, they are putting it in the same category as smoking, as in saying that it is definitely a cause. Red meat is in the next category, which is saying that it is probably a cause of some cancer.
So what does that mean? Let's say people out there listening to us right now who are meat eaters, maybe they have kids and their kids eat hot dogs. I mean, which kid doesn't eat hot dogs? And,
sure,
you know, they serve meat now and then. They're being conscientious, trying to cut back a little bit. But what are we saying? Are we saying that people need to stop eating meat altogether? I mean, does it go that far? What's your read on it?
Well, my read is that we need to be looking not only at this one risk factor linking meat and cancer, but looking overall at our diet, overall at diet and risk factors. And cancer is not the only common cause of death in Canada. Cardiovascular death disease is also a common cause of death, as is diabetes. And, you know, these other diseases are also impacted by our diet. In fact, nutrition is one of the most important risk factors for disease, and it is actually almost as important as smoking is in terms of determining our risk factors for these diseases.
We got a couple of comments from people on this story when we posted it up on social media. Giorgio said, Todd, I stopped listening to all of these made-up reports by special interest groups. I can remember the first reports on butter that had us using margarine, and then it was margarine giving you cancer. Who's paying for all these reports that contradict each other? Another one, Josh, saying, this should sadden nearly everybody, but surprise nobody. I mean, when you talk about the WHO, I mean, and folks accusing them, Pamela, of scaremongering. What's your viewpoint on that?
the WHO is a very conservative agency, and I have heard people accusing them of looking at just a few studies or jumping to this conclusion. In fact, WHO based these recommendations on over 800 studies. So this was a carefully considered recommendation that was made. So I don't think this is fear-mongering. I think that they are making a genuine recommendation, and I think they are trying to put it in context, saying don't worry about necessarily, you know, the occasional intake of meat. However, think broadly about your diet, and we can even think about Canadian recommendations that we should be having smaller portions of meat, that we can choose meat alternatives like beans, lentils, other wonderful sources of plant-based proteins, and remembering to emphasize the plant content of our diet. Because actually, in terms of preventing disease, eating lots of fruits and vegetables and eating lots of fiber are some of the most important things that we can be doing to limit our risk of disease.
We're talking to Dr. Pamela Ferguson on the line in Toronto. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist. We're talking about this WHO, World Health Organization, report that came out this week. It was really quite chilling, talking about how processed meat is carcinogenic, cancer-causing in humans, and that red meat, the non-processed variety, is probably cancer-causing. And a lot of us were like, whoa, when we saw this. And, of course, there was the blowback from the, you know, cattlemen's associations and the meat industry who, of course, you know, there's a lot of money at stake here for them.
Of course.
So, you know, obviously they're going to push back, Pamela, when they hear this. I mean, they got a job to do, and I understand that. From your point of view, what exactly is it about meat that can potentially be detrimental to our health? I mean, what do you tell people?
Well, too much meat in our diet can cause inflammation in our body, which can lead to disease. And we want to be eating in an anti-inflammatory way, which means reducing our intake of meat along with things like trans fats, processed foods in general, and increasing our fiber, our whole foods, our plant content of our diet. And that is the way to have a healthier lifestyle that prevents not only cancer, but also helps you to prevent other diseases like stroke, diabetes, and heart disease, which are, you know, so common in the Canadian population.
Is it also what they stick into some of these, the meat, you know, whether it's the steroids, whether it's the preservatives, whether it's the whatever that's going into these animals for a variety of different reasons that then are being ingested by people down the food chain, literally?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's so interesting that in this particular case, WHO has been choosing to discuss the processed meats and the red meats instead of focusing on the individual compounds, instead of talking about the nitrate salts or the nitrosamines. They're not saying limit your intake of nitrate salts or nitrosamines. They're saying limit your intake of processed meats and red meats. And I actually really applaud the WHO for that, because they're looking at the food that's easier for people to understand. So absolutely, it is about some of the compounds that are in these things, but I applaud WHO for talking in a language that the public can understand and talking about the foods themselves rather than only talking about the compounds.
Pamela, it's been great getting you on my show today. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thanks, Todd. And I just want to say that for people who are looking for more information, you can go to veg.ca for lots of great resources, and also consider trying the Veggie Challenge at veggiechallenge.com for lots of advice and recipes on how to reduce your meat consumption and increase your intake of really healthy plant-based recipes.
VeggieChallenge.com and veg.ca, correct?
Excellent. Yeah,
there we
thanks,
go.
Todd.
All right, Dr. Pamela Ferguson.